Kay DeNino. It was a Wednesday afternoon in June, and Caleb's apartment windows were wide open. A warm, salty breeze was blowing in from the harbor. I didn't have a clue as to whether or not Caleb was the boy's real name. Guys on my dating site were making shit up all the time. Maybe his name was Boris or Ernest or Fletcher. He certainly hadn't lied about how he looked. Tall, broad-shouldered, curly hair and pouty lips, with a sweet, hyperactive tongue that knew exactly what to do. We were making out on his bed. I hadn't made up my mind as to where to draw the line when it came to anything more than that. The condoms displayed on his bedside table were a clear indication that, as far as Caleb was concerned, there were no lines to be drawn. I was dizzy and scared to death. I had never been with a guy before. Don't get me wrong, I had had oodles of opportunities. Practically every guy who swiped right on my profile on Passion, my go-to dating site, seemed ready to do it at the drop of a hat. But this was the first time I had ever taken someone online, offline. Caleb's kisses began straying south of my lips, and his fingers were fiddling with the back of my bra when suddenly, ping, my cell phone. I leaned over. Oh my God, it was another hit from Passion. I liked Caleb. We had cyber flirted for a couple weeks before I made the first of its kind decision to hook up with a guy for real. Don't do it, my best friend Sheila had texted me. Bad things happen to girls offline. You gotta keep it virtual. But here I was, with a random guy's hands all over me, the room spinning like crazy. Ping! Caleb was way cute, but a girl has to keep her options open, right? I gently took Caleb's hands out from under my sweater and twisted myself into a position to text a quick reply. Caleb stopped in mid-grope. Stephanie, he said, you're gonna text at a time like this? Full disclosure, Stephanie wasn't my real name, but hey, he didn't need to know that, right? Look, I said, stiffening up and pushing him away. I like you, Fletcher. I mean, Caleb. But I gotta go. I stood up and quickly backed towards the door. You sure about this, Stephanie? He asked. Caleb, I said, I'm not sure about anything.